Live from the Rowe Auto Group Westbrook Auburn Studios, it's Ray Richardson on WLOB 100.5 FM. Tell you
.38, you're listening to 100.5 FM. We're broadcasting live from the RowAutoGroup.com studio. Don't forget our McVetty's Hearth and Home text line. It's 207-409-6172. Michael says, Ray, you were talking so fast about so many issues. Every time I go to text you, you've already changed subjects. Slow down, please. Sorry. Dr. Michael Champy, Clyde Paraby.
It's like that old taxi episode. What does a yellow light mean? Slow down. What does a yellow... Slow down. What?
You do a very good Jim Minkowski. Very well done. Very well done. Dr. Michael Champy, Dr. Claude Barraby.
Dr. Commander.
Yes, Dr. Commander. Ooh, right. Dr. Commander. Does that outweigh Dr. Medical Doctor?
Dr. Probably. Lieutenant.
Lieutenant Commander.
Okay, Dr. Lieutenant Commander. There we go. Whoa. This is like Spies Like Us. Doctor.
Yes, doctor. Absolutely. Well done. Another movie reference. Well done.
You mentioned, by the way, DeMillo's at the break. And I have to say, so my predecessor as director of the Naval Academy Museum was on one of the cruise ships that came in this weekend. And he was with his wife. So he said, we'd love to meet you for dinner or lunch. Where can we meet you? I said, how about we go to DeMillo's? Holy smokes. The clam chowder, the calamari, the meal, everything. But I'll tell you, the server, Alex, was so great. Mm. What a great experience to go there. I hadn't been there in probably 25 years.
The calamari? My brother Jim was in Italy a couple of years ago, and we had calamari down at DeMillo's. And he said, this is the best calamari in the world. Steve, I know you're listening. The best calamari in the world.
From beginning to end, the whole experience. It was so well organized. Such a clean place. Such a great food atmosphere. So it was a good call.
Yeah, really good. No doubt. No doubt. Let's see. I'm getting all kinds of notes here. Good Lord. Wow. Hey, do you guys want to grab a call?
Sure.
This could be dangerous, but what the heck. 740. You're on the LynnLibby.com listener line. Good morning.
Good morning. It's Gunny Mike.
Hey, Gunny.
Morning, Gunny.
Hey, how you doing, Doc?
Good.
Claude, I called. Yeah, thank God Dee Dee's in there.
No joke.
Yeah. Listen, Claude, I called to wish you and the United States Navy a happy birthday.
Thank you very much, Gunny. We appreciate it.
249 years.
Yeah, I wonder where we're going to be a year from now.
I don't know. The Marine Corps is coming up November 10th. Now, the reason we're a little behind you guys is they couldn't get the Marines out of the damn tavern.
The tavern. That's true.
That's why.
Gunny, what was the name of that? I'm blanking. What was the name of the tavern?
Tun's Tavern.
T-U-N-S. That's it. Tun's Tavern. Thanks.
Yeah.
They bang that into your head in boot camp. Yeah. It's part of Marine Corps history. And then they wonder why all us Marines drink.
Right.
Can't imagine why.
Well, Gunny, I think you'd appreciate this. In the 1830s, Andrew Jackson basically brought the United States Marine Corps under the Department of the Navy. Formerly, court martials had to include the Marines. And in 1835, there's this massive spike of courts martial, and I looked through them, and it was all Marines. So you should be very proud of those people,
Well,
we're proud of them kind of records.
Right. Gunny, you know this, and so does Claude, that there is an emblem that you can hang for the Marine Corps, but it has it around it that says Department of the Navy, and you've got the Marine Corps emblem. And I know because I was stationed at Marine Corps Base Hawaii for 4 years.
Oh, man.
And sometimes the Navy to tweak the Marines would hang that emblem because you'll never see the Marines hanging that. But every once in a while, you'll mention that, you'll point that out to Marines. It's like, this emblem says, you're a department of the Department of the Navy, and the Marines will turn around and say, yeah, the men's department.
Well, we used to always say to the Navy guys, when I was on the USS Independence, when we were going to do the Grenada deal, because we were the first in Force Recon. They sent us into reconnaissance before they even moved. We were waiting for the go order from Reagan. And anyhow, you know, when we're on the ship with them guys, you know, first off, I don't know how the hell they do it, staying on that ship out in the ocean all the time.
Drugs. We do a lot of drugs. No. Yeah. Oh, no, we don't. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding.
Dramamine.
But, you know, we used to always tease them and say, you know, they're going to give us a ride. They always give us a ride to these damn battles. I said, but sometimes they forget to pick us the hell up.
You know? Well, you should pay your bills, Gunny. Come on.
You need to
tip better, Gunny.
I hear you. Hey, listen, the reason I really called was, two on top of everything else, was this interview with Harris last night. Now, look, she keeps mentioning the former head of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in his comment in Bob Woodward's book that Trump is a fascist. Now, I got to tell you, I want to remind you that Mark Milley is the general who allowed a Chinese spy balloon to traverse the whole country over every military installation in this country without doing a damn thing.
Well, bottom line to it all the Republicans that are supporting her are part of the military-industrial complex. You look at Adam Kinzinger, used to be a former congressman who got beaten. No, he stepped away because he was going to be beaten. And these people have all profited off of the wars around the country. Look at John Bolton. John Bolton is a warmonger. Everyone says it. You know, the media is such fake, phony, fraud people in this country. They call John Bolton a warmonger until he decided to support Kamala Harris. These people are all about the United States engaging in foreign conflict so they can all be fed financially. That's what this is all about. Milley is no different.
Yep. Right. Dick Cheney. Yep. Come on.
Oh, my God.
They're excited about Dick Cheney endorsing them. I thought he was like the devil's dad or something.
Dick Cheney got medical deferments and educational deferments not to go to Vietnam, but he profited through Halliburton on the blood of American soldiers. The Cheneys are despicable humans. And you know what? The media actually got that right. And I've said this since 2008 on these airwaves. Ted Talbot and I talked about it in 2008. And the media got it right. And then as soon as they decided to embrace Miss Know-Nothing, well, now suddenly they're American icons.
Right, and Gunny, bring up Milley. Remember during the election, Milley, that 2020 election, Milley was communicating with his counterpart in China, saying, "Oh, don't worry, I got it handled." That was treason.
Yeah, absolutely. And I'll tell you something else. This is the moron. He couldn't give a command order at Abbey Gate. He killed 11 of my Marines, one Navy corpsman, and an Army Ranger, not to mention 170 Afghan civilians.
Yeah, just terrible.
The full command structure should have been relieved of duty.
And not a single person was. Not one. Not one person. The absolute... Trump has gotten this right. This is the greatest embarrassment for the American military. Right. And again, because you had people, Milley went woke. We all know that. Look at what he instituted in the military. Right. Look at what the United States United States Military Academy at West Point. Look at how they've changed their mission. They've gone in and changed what they say because we're in sickness here.
Right.
America needs an enema, and I mean that.
Right.
We need an enema.
Right. I mean, Obama started by he went through the general staff, the admirals and generals and a lot of the senior captains and colonels and went through it and purged the military.
Yeah, I mean, it's bizarre.
We're in trouble because all that's coming to.
I guess the question is, do you want people like Tampon Tim Walz fighting for this country or do you want somebody like Gunny, who's a badass?
Right.
I mean, look, war is hell. I never fought. I never wore the uniform. I never fought. War is hell. Everybody I've ever talked to who's ever been in a war says war is hell. But do you want people like Tim Walz fighting, or do you want people like Gunny fighting? I mean, I don't think it's hard to figure out. If you're going to fight, then you fight to win, by God, or you don't fight at all.
Right.
Yeah. Look, our mission is one mission and one mission only, to go kick ass and take names.
Yes.
That's it.
Yeah.
Okay? We don't have time for DEI. okay? It members in the, and Clark can tell you this. Clark can tell you this. The members of the military now, they used to gain their rank through merit. Now they gain it through race, gender, sexual preference. This is how they gain their rank in there now. Now, do you think I want to be out in a battlefield with a commander who's there because he's black, because he's gay? You know, I want a commander there that knows what the hell he's doing and is able to call the shots. You know,
yeah. Right? Look at New Zealand. Look what's happened in New Zealand with that ship going to ground. But it was a DEI captain.
Yeah.
But on that case, I will say I don't think they know what the causes were on that one yet.
Right.
Well, that's fair.
But how sad is it that that's your first thought, though? Well, it's my first thought, maybe not yours.
Well, it's always my first thought because the evidence is overwhelming here. I mean, you guys must have seen this out in Oregon, the Forestry Department. Did you see this? So the head of HR for the Forestry Department in Oregon is being sued because they chose the people they hired based on merit, not identity. And they're being sued for it.
Yeah, by a purple hair.
It's so bizarre. What is happening here?
Well, Oregon.
That's not. By the way, that's not equality. Choosing by identity is not equality. Equality is everybody standing up in front of the people that are doing the hiring, state your qualifications, state your ambitions, and then decide who's the best fit.
Right.
That's equality. Absent color, absent gender identity, absent sexual preference.
Well,
this is ridiculous. This is un-American.
Well, we are in crazy town because now. Us quoting Martin Luther King saying, you know, content of character, not race. I mean, that's racist now.
Of course it is. Yeah. Hey, Gunny, we appreciate the phone call. Thank you very much. We have got to run. 7:50.
We fix people by fixing their car. I like being part of that.
It's a great feeling knowing that you've done something that looks good and you know the customer is going to be happy with.
We're doing great. I love my job. I love what I do and all my coworkers.
All the women that work here are fantastic, and they want to be part of something bigger.
My future looks great at Moody's. The sky's the limit here.
If you're looking for a job and a great opportunity in a career, we're hiring at Moody's.
Hi, folks. My name is Scott Ducharme, and I'm running for Maine State Senate District 34 for Kennebunkport, Wells, Berwick, and North Berwick. I believe Mainers need economic relief now, and I'm ready to deliver. As a chief engineer in the United States Merchant Marines, a small business owner, father, and grandfather, I care deeply about our state. I'd be honored to earn your vote for early voting in October and November 5th, paid for and authorized by Scott Ducharme.